is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in our cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, we started the session out with some mixed trade. Then we got news that broke the market around 11 o'clock, and that was the fact that Tyson is reducing beef production capacity, and they were permanently ceasing beef operations at their Denison, Iowa plant. It affects about 400 workers. That broke the cattle market and kept us on the defensive. Of course, we're still waiting around for cash trade to take place out there in our feed yards. Box beef at mid-morning down 48 cents. On the choice, down 35 on flex. Had a movement of 58 loads. Saw cattle killed today of 103,000 head. And on the close today, our August live cattle were 40 cents lower. October live cattle down a dollar. August feeders 12 lower, but October feeders down 90, and our October lean hogs managed a 30-cent higher close.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 22nd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Rod Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle. An online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
And Tom, what happened today to bring some support to the wheat market?
Leslie, the odd thing about today's action was there was really no fresh news in the marketplace. You have to admit it was a topsy-turvy week of up and down movement in the market, with in the middle of the week that price negative USDA report taking place. But today we did not have fresh news. Our wheat managed to trade mostly positive throughout the day. Corn was slightly mixed through the day and at the close, while the soybeans continue to hold mostly negative. Next week, we have crop tours taking place, and we also have a crush number and an FSA acreage number coming out. September KC wheat, 4.5 higher today. December up 3.75. September Chicago up 3.25. September and December corn up 0.25. September beans down 11. November beans down 10.5. And these cotton 16 higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.